the sand pile over here, we go through anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 tons of sand per season. This is where we stockpile it.
Okay, I don't know how much all that tonnage is. Looking at this mountain of sand here, how much is that?
Well, I would say that's probably a good 1,500 tons there. We bought 2,000 tons this past year. I think we've maybe gone through a quarter of it.
So in a year, you'd go through this much?
Yeah, yeah. And it varies from winter to winter. We have had winters where we had to buy extra. But in general, you know, 2,000 tons will be enough to get us through the season.
But now the borough is considering something else besides sand for de-icing the roads.
Yeah, we're not going to eliminate sand from the program. What we would like to do is potentially start using some liquid magnesium chloride like the state does to offset how much sand we need. You know, not only reduce the amount of sand that we have to put down, it'll reduce the amount of sand we have to pick up in the spring, because all that material ends up on the road and on the shoulders of the road, and so we have to go around in the spring with the street sweeper and pick it all up and haul it and dispose of it. It could have benefits in reduction of wear and tear on the equipment. If you put down your mag chloride, it's going to stay there for several days on the surface, whereas sand will typically get blown off or it'll get tracked off by vehicles and then you have to reapply it.
So it sounds like magnesium chloride would be less applications needed?
Yes, that would be the hope. In talking with the state guys here locally, they definitely feel like it reduces the number of times they have to apply treatment to the roads.
And how much does it cost? Is it expensive? Where do you get it?
I'm still pricing it out right now. I think it's somewhere between $1 and $2 a gallon. But because we haven't really applied any, I'm not sure how much we'll be using. That's part of the reason for the test, is just to see how much are we going to use, and does it make sense for us to use that product instead of sand.
And it's a liquid form as opposed to sand, so how does it get applied?
It's really just a sprayer type of arrangement. We're going to be using a gravity feed system.
Is that new equipment that needs to be made still, or...?
We set up, and I could show it to you, we set up a little test system and really don't have any money into it. You know, a little bit of PVC pipe. We borrowed a tank from the water department, and we had some scrap laying around, so we've got very little into it at this point. Basically, we want it to be distributed where the tires run on the road, not all the way across, basically in the tire tracks. And it will get on the tires, and then it'll basically be carried around to wherever folks are driving.
But right now we have no idea how much product we would need, like, yeah, on an annual basis.
Right, right. And at this point, if we do start using this product, we're only envisioning that being used on our hard surface roads and not on the dirt streets. So we would still be treating those dirt streets with sand and not using mag in those locations. But the paved streets, especially the busier paved streets that we have, is where we see this doing the most good. We do apply some salt already to certain areas just because sand has proven inadequate for traction control in certain spots, like the hills around town, especially Kings Row, for example. We apply a pellet form of calcium chloride to those types of spots. So we use mostly sand, but we do supplement that with a little bit of salt product in certain areas at this time.
Why not use that, what you use already?
It's just not as effective. The pellet form of the product is not as effective on paved street as the liquid product. It is effective on dirt streets, whereas the mag is not as effective on dirt streets, and so the calcium, a pellet de-icer, works really well on that particular application.
Are there any downsides to using magnesium chloride?
The mag chloride product is a corrosive product, and that's the main complaint you'll hear about it if anybody does voice concerns. It does accelerate corrosion on metal. However, we're not really adding that much exposure since the state already uses it on all their roads around here. So anybody that's driving on Haugen Drive or South Nordic or Mitkoff Highway is already getting this stuff all over their car. So we might be adding some more road mileage, but we're not introducing a new substance. You know, it's already out there.